AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A massive manhunt is underway in Virginia following the killing of a reporter and a cameraman on live TV this morning near Roanoke. Jeff Marks is the general manager of TV station WDBJ.
It is my very, very sad duty to report that we have determined through the help of the police and our employees that Allison and Adam died this morning.
The gunman has been identified as Vester Lee Flanagan.
They know the suspect. They have identified the suspect. Our law enforcement personnel have a photograph of the individual, and as I say, they are in pursuit as we speak.
And on WTOP radio this morning, Governor Terry McAuliffe said the gunman is believed to be a disgruntled station employee. Meantime, a video of the shooting, apparently recorded by the killer, was posted on social media even as police tried to locate the suspect. The Colorado theater shooter is being formally sentenced today. A jury has already sentenced James Holmes to 12 life sentences without parole for the people he killed in a mass movie theater attack in 2012. So far, so good on Wall Street today as the major indices all posted gains in early trading. Trader Art Cashin says the ride may continue to be rocky, though, because of problems in the Chinese economy that the government there is trying to turn around.
The Central Bank of China has cut rates and they've lowered reserve requirements. That won't directly do too much for the market, but hopefully it might do something for their economy.
Right now, the Dow is up about 190 points. There is some other positive economic news. Orders for long-lasting goods were up in July by 2%. Civil rights activist Amelia Boynton Robinson has died at the age of 104. She nearly died while helping to lead the 1965 Selma March on Bloody Sunday and was a champion of voting rights for blacks. Robinson was also the first black woman to run for Congress in Alabama. This is AP Radio News. In the West, firefighters are keeping an eye on conditions as temperatures rise and winds start to pick up. Forest Service spokeswoman Sierra Hellstrom says the air quality in Washington state is poor.
The firefighters are used to dealing with it. They're out on the line. They're out where the smoke is hot and is coming up. So for them, it's really no different than fighting any other fire.
About 1,000 pages of records have been released in Pennsylvania from an investigation that recently produced criminal charges against that state's attorney general. There are scores of emailed images of nude or scantily clad women sent by former employees of the attorney general's office. Another new role for women in the military. The first four women sailors selected for the Navy's Silent Service began training this week at submarine school in Groton, Connecticut. Dish says that 129 local stations in 79 different markets have gone dark for its customers because of a fight with Sinclair Broadcasting. Among the markets affected are Washington, D.C., Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Pittsburgh. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.